With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Islands of Brilliance is a Milwaukee-based nonprofit that teaches children and young adults on the autism spectrum creative skills. This August, it's offering 3 free animation workshops in the Northwoods. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to their team about how meaningful the program is.
Special interests are serious core passions that are often hailed as a hallmark of autism. Dr. Kate Siegman is the Director of Outcomes for Islands of Brilliance, a Milwaukee-based nonprofit that offers creative programming to children and young adults on the autism spectrum. She said that often, neurodivergent young people tell her that they've been told to stop talking about their special interests.
And some of our folks who have really had certain therapies that have what's called extincted or extinguished their special interest topic area will actually not want to talk about it. And when we first get them, they won't even want to share it because they're like, no, that's something I'm not supposed to talk about.
But suppressing special interests doesn't actually seem to help autistic folks in the long run. Dr. Siegman says that research has actually shown that fostering people's special interests can lead to improvements in overall quality of life. She pointed to a key study that found a strong positive relationship between special interests and improvements in young autistic people's social, communication, emotional, sensory, and even fine motor skills.
We find that parents are like, whoa, my student would never pick up a pencil. They hate drawing and writing, but they'll do it if it's related to something they're excited about. Kind of feels like a no-brainer, but we still see that people are extincting and not allowing. Like, let's not talk about that. That's off topic.
Islands of Brilliance measured key performance indicators of 25 students who've been working with them for a number of years through their digital academy and found 84% of participants had some type of work experience, when the national average is a lot lower for autistic individuals at around 29%. 64% of participants went on to attend post-secondary education, while the national average is about a 35% attendance rate. Their free animation programs have helped young people find community based around their interests while developing skills and having genuine fun. With programming around the state, their team, which is based in Milwaukee, notes that it's sometimes hard to find the connectors and right people to broaden their reach in different new communities. That said, they say that they hope their special interest-based approach expands. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Take a look at this article on WXPR.org for dates and locations of upcoming workshops around the Northwoods. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board accepted the donation of land in the Upper Wolf River Fishery Area in Langlade County. The 88 acres were donated to the Department of Natural Resources from the estate of Rose Wheeler. The DNR is particularly interested in the 48 acres that are within the Upper Wolf River Fishery Area. The land can be accessed via town road, by the river, or through DNR land. It includes about 2,760 feet of single-bank frontage on the Upper Wolf River, which is a Class II trout stream and a designated outstanding resource water. Jim Lemke is the DNR Real Estate Section Manager.
The Wolf River is a beautiful boulder-strewn river known for its recreational opportunities, with rapids and gradient drops making it ideal for whitewater rafting, and that also feeds the whitewater rafting and also supports canoeing and fishing in that area.
The other 40 acres north of the river are not in the project boundaries and are only accessible via Getchell Creek. Lemke says it is part of the North Central Forest Master Plan, which is currently being worked on. That plan will address the future use of that parcel.
They could choose to offer that property for sale. They could choose to pull it within project boundary through the master plan process, which is something the board would have to prove. They could sell it to the neighbors. They could look for access to it from a neighboring property. There are a number of choices that I think the planners will take a close look at with regard to this 40-acre parcel.
The Natural Resources Board unanimously accepted the land donation. The property will be open to the public for all 5 nature-based outdoor activities, including hunting, fishing, trapping, hiking, and cross-country skiing. It's also expected to provide additional recreational opportunities on the Wolf River and Getchell Creek. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says the method Republican legislators used to try to block the Pelican River Forest in the Northwoods is improper. The 6-1 ruling Friday marks a victory for Democratic Governor Tony Evers and environmentalists. The court ruled provisions that allow the Joint Finance Committee to unilaterally block projects and land acquisitions funded with money from the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program violate the separation of powers between the legislative and executive branches. Justice Rebecca Bradley wrote in the majority opinion that the legislature gave the executive branch the power to distribute stewardship money when it established the program. Once that power was conferred, lawmakers lacked authority to reject decisions on how to spend the money short of rewriting spending laws, according to Justice Bradley. Nearly 70,000 acres in Oneida, Forest, and Langlade counties will forever be protected as the Pelican River Forest. The state had planned to use stewardship money as part of that effort, but that part of the funding was blocked by some legislators on the Joint Finance Committee. Other money was later lined up to allow the Pelican River Forest to go forward. In a significant turnaround, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has reversed its stance on ballot drop boxes, making them legal again in a 4-3 ruling. Crystal Blair has the story.
2 years ago, when conservatives controlled the court, the justices restricted the use of drop boxes. That ruling said they could only be placed in local election clerk's offices and a voter had to return their own ballot in person. However, when Justice Jana Protasiewicz was elected last April, control shifted on the high court. Nick Ramos with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is pleased with the decision and says his organization has known all along that drop boxes are safe and improve voting access.
They are a way that the electorate can access our democracy when it isn't necessarily so convenient for our healthcare workers, the rural community, single parents out there.
Conservative members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court were against reviewing the case, stressing the significance of upholding and respecting legal precedent. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.